It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You know, there's countless stories out there of people that that hit failure over and over again. And I bring that up because that's what creates the want, the desire, the demand for something to change. That gives you a directional path. So when you're on that sailboat out at sea, you know how to take the wind coming at you into your favor to sail in the direction you want. But you're not sailing into some harbor at a known point. No, you're going to sail down uncharted waters. Why? Because those uncharted waters lead to undreamt shores of possibilities.
It's okay to be alone for a while. You know? And it's so important because being alone, going through a stage of isolation, is vital to your personal development. I firmly believe that if you want to be the best version of yourself, you have to go through a stage of isolation, of being alone for a bit. And that can be extremely uncomfortable. But the problem is, a lot of people soothe that discomfort through distraction.
I do think there's only one thing that ultimately makes you break free from fear, which is to find a way and wake up from that dream. You don't take things too seriously in this lifetime.
Everything worthwhile is uphill. Period. End of story. If you want to succeed in life, it's difficult. It's not easy. It's not fast. It's not simple. It's uphill.
I want to encourage you, man. You know, lock in. It's never too late. It's only too late when you say it's too late. Never stop seeking. Never stop working, bro.
We have to let go of what is not us. And letting go is painful because sometimes what we're not is who we think we are. And sometimes what we're not seems easier to just be than who we truly are.
Use the mind and create something you have never seen in this world. You're creating something in the mind. You have never seen it in person. Why? Because it's not existing yet. Yet you can see it here.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This can mean a fear also. A fear what's going to happen tomorrow. A fear what will happen to my children if I will not be able to take care of them anymore. So there is something you're projecting already. You are projecting it inside of you. And the feelings based upon that way of thinking still makes it real to you. This is the reason why it's so important to know what are you placing inside the mind.
If you feel like you're at a stage in your life where it feels like nothing is going right, or you're just in a perpetual state of repeat failures, dead ends, and exhaustion, I need you to know three things. One, this doesn't last forever. Two, you have to experience these difficult times in order to grow as a person. And three, once you come out on the other side, that you are willing, even when you are tired, or you may feel lost, or when you even lose confidence in your own abilities, your faith remains.
If nobody is there to pick you up, show yourself that you're there. When nobody understands you, give yourself even just a second of recognition that you understand your own mind. You may feel like nobody is there, but I promise you have yourself, and that is a lot. It shouldn't end there, but the current moment might seek to prove that all you can count on is you. So count on you. Show up when times are hard, even though it's painful as ever, because showing up for yourself regardless will bring an uncommon comfort into your relationship with yourself.
There's no such thing as staying disciplined. Discipline is not this perpetual state of being, this trophy that you put on a shelf to display to your friends. Discipline is a day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute choice. Every decision you make, there's a path that opens up in front of you. You can either do the thing that's gonna make you better, or you can do the thing that's gonna make you worse. And every single time that that is presented to you and you choose the path that's going to make you better, you have practiced discipline. On some days, choosing that path is gonna feel easy, but it's in choosing that path on the days where you do not want to do it that you actually build discipline. Don't think for a second that you're just going to develop discipline and then that's it. The amount of effort that it took for you to choose discipline on day one is the same amount of effort that it's going to take for you to choose discipline on day 1000. If you want to be a disciplined person, make that your expectation.
Be authentic to who you are. That's what it comes down to. Like, you're not crazy. You're not broken. You're not something that needs to be fixed just because you're not like everybody else, right? Maybe you're not like everybody else because you have a fucking gift that they don't have. So that's something to consider as well. And I found that to be the case more than not when it comes to listening to critiques or judgment or advice from other people. Okay, I'm me, the recipe is the recipe, and it is what it is.
Real strength is built when you face what you'd rather avoid. When you lean into the discomfort, that's where transformation happens. We all have that voice that tells us that we're not good enough, but that voice isn't you. It's the echo of old stories trying to keep you small. And every time you step into hard stuff, you rewrite that story. You strip away the doubts that never belonged to you in the first place. It's not about proving anything to anyone else. It's about showing yourself what's possible. Strength is a choice, so make the right one now.
At the end of the day, the only measurement that matters is the measurement of you against yourself. You see, when we try to measure ourselves against other people, it's unfair because we don't know at what level they're performing. We don't know what their true potential is, so I don't know if they're performing at 20%, 50%, 80% of their capacity. So when I want to measure against them, I might be measuring against their average self. I'm not measuring necessarily against their best self, so if that's the benchmark I start using, it's immaterial. It doesn't matter because I don't really know what version of them they're bringing to the table. The only person where I know the absolute true potential, the absolute place at which they're performing, the commitment to excellence that that person has, the only person I know is me. And I know at the end of the day what percentage I gave. I know how much I put in. Every day, if I measure against myself, the benchmark never changes. It's me. It's me and my abilities. It's me and my desire. It's me and my commitment to bring my best self every single day. I can have a true conversation at the end of the day and know what I provided and know what I gave.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And know where I'm at on my journey in excellence. By using myself as the measurement, there is no opportunity to lie. There is no opportunity to say, well, yeah, but they're just lucky, or they just have an advantage that I don't have, or they just have something and make excuses. There are no excuses when I know exactly who I'm being measured against, because that measurement is me.
Success is showing up even when you're tired, even when you don't feel like it, even when it feels like you're not making any progress. Most people don't have the patience for that. They want everything now. Success, money, recognition. And when it doesn't happen instantly, they throw in the towel and start over. That's why they stay stuck. They're trapped in a cycle of starting and stopping, chasing quick wins, but never staying long enough to build something real. Look, I get it. The grind isn't fun, but that's the price of success. You don't get to skip the work. You don't get to bypass the process. There are no shortcuts. Success is a marathon, not a sprint. And if you're not willing to play the long game, you'll never make it. You need to commit. Commit to the process, not just the outcome. You can't just love the idea of success. You have to love the grind it takes to get there. You have to embrace the boring, the repetitive, the hard days when it feels like nothing is working. That's where most people quit. But that's exactly where the winners push through. If you're serious about success, stop looking for shortcuts. Stop quitting when it gets hard. Stop making excuses for why it's not happening fast enough. Put in the work, day after day, year after year. It's not glamorous, but that's how you win. Success rewards the patient, the disciplined, and the relentless. Not the ones who give up because the process wasn't fast or easy. So ask yourself, are you in this for the long haul? Or are you just another person who's going to give up and start over the second things that get tough? Because if you're not ready to grind for years, if you're not ready to sacrifice, fail, and keep going, then you're not ready for success. But if you are, if you're willing to outwork everyone else and stay in the game longer than anyone else, you'll find out what's waiting for you on the other side. And I promise you, it's worth it. Here's another thing most people don't understand. Success isn't about being the best. It's about playing your role. And let me say that again. It's not about being the best. It's about knowing your role and owning it. You don't have to be the smartest person in the room. You don't have to be the most talented. You don't have to have it all figured out. What you do need is to master the position you're in right now, no matter how small it might seem. If you're at the bottom, own it. Be the best employee, the best student, the best follower you can possibly be. Don't complain about where you are. Use it as a training ground to prepare yourself for the next level. That's the part most people miss. They're so busy wishing they were at the top that they forget the most important lessons are learned at the bottom. Here's the truth. The best leaders didn't start as leaders. They start as followers. They mastered their roles. They put in the time. They earned their stripes. They learned the game from the inside out, step by step. They didn't rush it. And because of that, they understood every single part of the process. That's what makes them great leaders. They've been where you are, and they know exactly what it takes to move up. But here's the thing. If you can't handle being at the bottom, you'll never make it to the top. If you can't humble yourself enough to learn, listen, and work, you're never going to earn the right to lead. It's not about jumping ahead. It's about becoming so good at the level you're on that people have no choice but to move you up. So let me ask you, are you owning your role? Are you doing everything you can to master where you are right now? Or are you too busy complaining, making excuses, and wishing you were somewhere else? Because if you can't handle the role you're in today, what makes you think you'll handle the pressure of being at the top tomorrow? Master where you are. Stop fighting the process. Stop trying to skip steps. Own your role. Learn everything you can and do the work. Success doesn't come to people who sit around wishing for it. It comes to people who are prepared when the opportunity shows up. Success isn't about being the loudest, the smartest, or the most talented. It's about listening. It's about obeying. It's about doing the work. It's about discipline, patience, and mastering your role so that when your time comes, you're ready. The people who make it in life aren't the ones complaining about their circumstances. They're not the ones looking for shortcuts or blaming everyone else for why they're not successful. They're the ones who show up every single day, put their egos aside, and grind. They're the ones who learn, listen, and apply what they've been taught. So here's my challenge to you. Stop running your mouth. Stop making excuses. Stop trying to skip the process. Start listening. Start obeying. Start showing up every single day and doing the hard, unglamorous work that no one wants to do. Start playing the long game, mastering your role, and preparing yourself for the opportunities you say you want. You want to change your life? It starts with you. Not tomorrow, not next week, today. Do the work and watch what happens when you stay consistent.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now stop scrolling. Stop procrastinating and get out there. Make it happen.
Ancient Greeks would say that the gods always envied the mortals because their life was so ephemeral. They had so much chance that could happen to them, right? Where the gods always knew that they weren't going to die and it was completely guaranteed. And so here's my point. Let's consider the alternative, which is that you are on the path and you are guaranteed to know that you're going to get the outcome. All of the mystery is gone. There is no excitement. And so what we do is we basically have this wish that if it actually came true, we would hate it even more than our current circumstance. If you knew that you were going to succeed, it wouldn't be worth doing to begin with. The fact that you are uncertain when you start is what makes it worthwhile. And the fallacy of being in the pursuit is the worry or the concern that it won't amount to anything, because who you are becoming is the thing that you are amounting to in real time every day.
What do you think separates a great story from just a good story?
Easy. In a good story, bad things happen to good people. In a great story, bad things happen to heroes. Because there's always conflict. and there's always suffering. And that can be just like, oh, that was awful. But the great stories, the ones we keep telling, are the ones where the person who would be a victim becomes a creator. He says, I'm not going to stay in fear. I'm going to make something from this. And they stand up and they go out on an adventure. And what looks like it could have been a tragedy becomes an adventure.
I see you. I see all of the hard work that you put in, all of the struggle that you endure, all of the things that go on behind the scenes that no one else sees and you don't get any appreciation for. I see you and I'm proud of you. And not only am I proud of you, but you inspire me.
Are you right where you're supposed to be? I don't know. I could sit here and tell you that's the case, but I promise it wouldn't be helpful to hear if it wasn't honest. Should you appreciate the present moment? Of course. But if you're unsatisfied with your life, I will never encourage you to be okay with staying right where you are. You see, self-love is not found in lowering your expectations. Self-love is found in recognizing what you're capable of and knowing that you deserve that potential.
You have to start with action. It needs to be, okay, what would have had to have happened in a week's time for me to look back on that week and find pride in myself?
You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay. But being a badass hurts real bad.
Well, at that time of year again, we start to feel real happy. Why? Because we're not going to work. It's a real good time of year. So in that good time of year, we start to feel real good about ourselves. So I start to feel great. So we start making promises to ourselves about, hey, I'm going to lose some weight. I'm going to do better in school. I'm going to be better here, be better there. But guess what happens? The real Merry and Christmas happens when all of that noise is gone, it's quiet, and it's you against you, and now all those endorphins are gone. And what promise you made about getting up early and getting after to go lose weight, study harder, guess what? It's a lot harder now. That repetition becomes a lot harder now. So a lot of us can't do things on their own. So find somebody in your life. So when you throw that towel in, they feel that much. Come back at you and say you're not done yet. Stay true to yourself, stay hard.
You're always one choice away, one moment of courage from turning it all around. But here's the truth. Nothing changes if you don't. It's not about waiting for the right time or hoping for a sign. It's about deciding that this moment, this one right here, is the one you'll finally show up for yourself. The best version of you is waiting. Don't leave them hanging. This is your shot. Take it.
Number one reason for success is people focus on things that have high potential consequences. Number one reason for failure is people focus on things that have low or no potential consequences. So ask yourself what's holding you back, and usually it's the quality of self-discipline or it's a skill.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
My father used to tell me, a focused fool can accomplish more than a distracted genius. And so your most valuable asset isn't your time. It's your attention. A man with time and distractions will always lose to a man with a deadline and a singular focus. And so it's never been easier to be successful than it is today. It's just also never been easier to be distracted.
Remember, it's not what you have, but what you do with what you have that separates winners from losers. The Greek philosopher Epictetus once said that circumstances do not make the man or woman, they merely reveal him to himself. The response to the adversity of life is the real measure of who you are and what you're made of.
If you don't know where you want to go or who you want to be, you eventually just float around, then you eventually crash.
Most people walk around with no goals, no ambition. They don't know where they're going. It's like a ship with no destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there.
Ask yourself this. If I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life,
that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind. Never mind that it's not going to make you money. The thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it? And just remember what you were put here to do. You're not a mistake. You're not here by an accident. You were born to do something great with your life. You were born to make a difference with your life. This is a fact. Every one of us was put here to do something special, and that special thing is to help one another in some way, shape, or form. And if you can just remember that and negotiate the price in advance, decide now that your will to win cannot be bought by any failure or any success.
Make 2025 the year when you finally demand not just more of yourself, but the best of yourself. So don't wait, don't procrastinate, don't let another year slip by. The perfect moment doesn't exist. Only moment is now.
...2025 is coming. And for some of you, it doesn't feel like hope. It feels like another mountain to climb. Another year of dragging the weight of everything you've been through. Maybe 2024 wasn't kind to you. Maybe it took more than it gave. Maybe it left you with scars you're still learning to carry. Breakups, tragedies, losses, failures. Maybe this year chewed you up and spit you out, and now you're standing at the edge of a new year, wondering if you even have the strength to try again. But listen to me. 2025 doesn't have to be a continuation of your pain. It can be a transformation. It can be the year you stop letting what happened to you define what's ahead of you. It can be the year you turn every ounce of pain, every heartbreak, every loss into fuel. Here's the thing about hardship. It doesn't have to break you. It can build you. The worst years of your life? They can be the foundation for the best ones, but only if you're willing to make that choice. So how do you make 2025 the year you rise? How do you turn tragedy into triumph, heartbreak into growth, failure into momentum? Let's break it down.
Because you see the gap between where you were and where you could have been. It's a reflection of your potential, of the life you know you're capable of living. And that's not something to be ashamed of. That's something to use. The question is, how?
First, you have to let go. Not in the passive way people tell you to move on, but in the active way of choosing not to carry the weight of what you can't control. The past is heavy, and if you bring it into 2025, it will crush you. Yes, what happened to you was unfair. Yes, it hurt. Yes, you didn't deserve it. But holding on to the anger, the regret, the why me will keep you chained to it. And you can't build a new life while you're still holding on to the ruins of the old one. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting. It doesn't mean pretending it didn't happen. It means acknowledging it, learning from it, and then choosing to move forward.
But you can change what comes next.
Every regret holds a lesson. Every missed opportunity, every mistake, every failure is trying to teach you something. But you have to be willing to learn. Ask yourself, why do I regret this? What would I do differently if I had the chance? What does this regret reveal about what I value, about who I want to be? The answers won't always be comfortable. They might force you to confront parts of yourself you'd rather ignore. But those answers are the key to growth. They're the blueprint for the person you're becoming. Regret without reflection is wasted pain. Don't waste it. Once you've learned the lesson, it's time to act. Regret is a fire. If you let it burn out of control, it'll consume you. But if you harness it, if you direct it, it can be the fuel that drives you to change. Let your regret remind you of what's at stake. Let it push you to take the chances you were too scared to take before. Let it inspire you to show up differently, to live more intentionally, to stop waiting for the perfect moment and start creating the life you want. Because here's the thing about regret. It's not there to punish you. It's there to motivate you, to wake you up, to say, you don't have to make the same mistakes again. You don't have to keep living this way. You can do better if you choose to.
This might be the hardest part, forgiving yourself.
because regret often comes with guilt, with shame, with the weight of feeling like you've let yourself or someone else down. But carrying that guilt doesn't serve you. It doesn't fix the past. It doesn't make you stronger. Forgiving yourself doesn't mean excusing what you did. It means acknowledging that you're human, that you're imperfect, and that you're trying. Forgive yourself not because you're letting yourself off the hook, but because you deserve the chance to move forward without the weight of shame holding you back. Regret looks backward. Resolve looks forward. Once you've learned from your regret, once you've forgiven yourself, it's time to focus on what's next. Ask yourself, what kind of person do I want to be? What kind of life do I want to build? And then start. Start small if you have to. Start messy. Start scared. But start. Because here's the truth. You can't change the past, but you can shape the future. And every choice you make, every action you take, is a chance to close the gap between who you are and who you want to be.
Here's the thing about regret. It hurts. It's supposed to. That's what makes it powerful. Pain has a way of sharpening our focus, of reminding us what matters. But regret is only destructive if you let it be. If you choose to let it fester, to let it define you, it will. But if you choose to use it, to learn from it, to let it propel you forward, it becomes a catalyst, a turning point, a source of strength. Because regret isn't the end of your story, it's the beginning of a new chapter. One where you take the lessons of the past and use them to create a future you're proud of. One where you turn your pain into purpose, your failure into fuel, your loss into growth. So if you're carrying regret right now, if you're haunted by the things you wish you'd done differently, I want you to remember this. You're not alone. Everyone has regrets. Everyone has moments they wish they could take back. But the people who rise, the people who turn their lives around, the people who transform themselves, they're the ones who refuse to be defined by their past. They're the ones who choose to turn regret into resolve. And you can be one of them. The past is done. The future is waiting. Make it count.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Everyone tells you what to do and what's good for you. They don't want you to find your own answers. They want you to believe theirs.
And let me guess, you want me to believe yours?
No. I want you to stop gathering information from outside yourself and start gathering it from the inside. People are afraid of what's inside. And that's the only place they're ever going to find what they need.
Where to fight? Boys are doing all that you can do. Anybody can see that. Win or lose, we're going to walk out of the stadium tonight with our heads held high. Do your best. That's all anybody can ask for.
When I was a kid, my father put me in boxing camp. Middle of summer, 90 degrees. Every day after sparring in that, they'd make you do 100 laps and 50 pull-ups. They'd push you until you either threw up or passed out or both. Anyone could leave at any point. All you had to do was quit.
And let me guess, you didn't quit.
I quit every goddamn day. I just never said it out loud. Because no way was I going to give them the satisfaction of breaking me.
know all that stuff that you're avoiding, all the problems you don't want to fix, the conversations you don't want to have? That is why you are not where you want to be. Everything you want is on the other side of the shit you are avoiding. So the body you want is on the other side of a whole lot of days spent in the gym that you just don't want to spend. The problem isn't not knowing what to do. The problem is doing it. That is the separating factor. All the people you want to be, they are doers. You, on the other hand, you're a wanter, a wisher, a dreamer, a thinker, a talker. And those people don't get shit. So until you start doing some doing, nothing's gonna change.
You love this game?
I mean, love it with your whole heart. Because if you don't, let's not even bother. Let's not open that door. They're just gonna slam it right in our face.
I love this game. I live this game. And there's a thousand other guys waiting in the wings who are obsessed with this game.
Obsession's gonna be talent every time. You got all the talent in the world, but are you obsessed? Is it all you ever think about? Let's face it, it's you against you out there.
The chronic excuse maker. How do you stop making excuses? This is actually pretty simple. And I said it the other day, and you have to realize, you have to know, you have to accept that all your excuses are lies. They are lies, all of them. Think about the things that you tell yourself, the lies you use to rationalize taking the easy road. Taking the easy road and leaving discipline behind. Think about them. You don't have time. That's a lie. You don't have support. That's a lie. And you're too tired, or you're too sore, or you're just plain not feeling it. Lies, lies, lies. And the list goes on and on and on. And it doesn't stop if you don't make it stop.
What is my life going to look like if I do not do what it is I know I need to do? And the answer is going to be frustration, disappointment, regret, and bitterness over the course of your life. So you have to understand, if you don't go do what it is that you know you're supposed to do, and you don't become what it is you know you can become, eventually you're going to come to a point in life where you're pissed off and you won't have the time back to go back and redo it.
Sometimes life can really hijack your mind. When that happens to you, you're all fucked up. Your goals, your ambitions, everything's out the window. In life, we all go through different things. Sometimes your girlfriend or boyfriend breaks up with you. Guess what? Get the over it. They no longer want you. Maybe you failed a test in school. You worked your ass off. Guess what? You failed the test. Get over it. Move past it. Learn to not let life hijack your brain. At work, you've been working your ass off for that new promotion. You don't get it. Someone else does. Maybe they kiss better ass than you do. Guess what? Get over it. Life will hijack your mind if you let it. Don't allow all these things to make you a lesser person. You must own your mind. Don't let life own yours. Get after it. Stay hard.
Sit on your bed one day and ask yourself, what remarkably stupid things am I doing on a regular basis to absolutely screw up my life? And if you actually ask that question, but you have to want to know the answer, right? Because that's actually what asking the question means. It doesn't mean just mouthing the words. It means you have to decide that you want to know. You'll figure that out so fast it'll make your hair curl. What would happen if you consulted yourself about the best possible outcome for you? You might get an answer.
There's a voice that guides you through life. But sometimes it's guiding you in a direction that you don't want to go. That's usually the right place to go. It's that uncomfortable place. So that voice is always talking to me, but we don't listen to it. I listen to it.
All right. I know you're mad at your dying. Had you all messed up inside. But the truth is, you didn't look on me. Now, when we fought, you had that eye of the tiger, man, the edge. And now you got to get it back. And the way to get it back is to go back to the beginning. You know what I mean?
Maybe we could win it back together.
of the tiger.
You got a choice. You got talent. You got a chance, and I want to hear about your environment, what your mama didn't give. Got a chance. Use it while you're still alive. You don't know what death is. You have no idea what death is.
You must commit yourself to excellence. You must commit yourself to becoming the best. And the wonderful thing is that excellence is a journey. It's not a destination. You never get there.
The more I develop, the more I learn about myself, the more I realize how much we're burdened by the things we carry from our past. And in saying that, I mean that if you keep carrying old bricks, you'll build the same house. If you keep carrying the past with you, if you keep taking who you used to be, that anxiety of the past, that anxiety of your previous self, you'll continue to keep being that person. And I don't say that just to say that you should just let go of your past self. It's not about letting go. It's not about disregarding. It's not about getting rid. I think we need to get that out of our mentality, because in all aspects of ourselves, I don't think we get rid of anything. I think we change it. It's about renovation, not disregarding.
A warrior does not give up what he loves, Dan. He finds the love for what he does.
Look at me. Look at me.
I have a metal rod in my leg.
A warrior is not about perfection or victory or invulnerability. He's about absolute vulnerability. That's the only true courage.
What kind of training do you think I could do? I just had an accident.
The accident is your training. Life is choice.
You can choose to be a victim or anything else you'd like to be.
Just ignore what happened to me.
A warrior acts, only a fool reacts.
What if I can't do it?
That's a future.
Thought out. Well, how would we start?
There is no starting or stopping. Only doing.
Your life is your life. Don't let it be clubbed in a dank submission. Be on the watch. There are ways out. There is light somewhere. It may not be much light, but it beats the darkness. Be on the watch. The gods will offer you chances. Know them. Take them. You can't beat death, but you can beat death and life sometimes. And the more often you learn to do it, the more light there will be. Your life is your life. Know it while you have it. You are marvelous. The gods wait to delight in you.
Trying to get to this next level without, as my brother says, without the next level finding us. You know, it's like life is peaks and valleys. And some people think that some people explain that as good times, bad times, but I actually think it's learning. Or let's say learning mastership, okay? Or study mastership. I went from the top of one mountain. I mastered something and people appreciated it. But, you know, once you're on the top of that mountain, you have to go this way. And that's when you stay stuck.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
On top of one, on one hill, one mountain, when, you know, God's intention is that we study and master a bunch of different things.
I thought that being an adult was going to be easier than it is. I think I thought it was going to work like this. You know, you work hard, you tell the truth, your aim is true, and you'll slowly build and get better and better and better. It doesn't work on some slow, gradual ascent where every decision makes sense. You know, it was turning into much more of a slog where sometimes up, sometimes down, sometimes twisted, sometimes what you thought was a failure turned into success, sometimes what you thought was a success turned into a failure, right? And we live in a society where everybody's just like, well, Are you making more money? Are you getting more success? I mean, what are you doing? And here I was in this trouble of judging where I was at in my life. And here I met this 87-year-old guy who seemed so happy. He wasn't eating himself alive with bitterness or greed or ambition or breaking his arm, patting himself on the back. And I was immediately fascinated, you know, that he had this thing that he basically had come to feel that blind pursuit of success at his profession was detrimental to his development as a man.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but do not set a goal for 2025 if you cannot answer yes to three of these five questions. Question one, am I actually prepared for the guaranteed discomfort that comes with success, or am I deceiving myself? Two, am I ready to work on this goal like it's my last chance? Three, am I ready to cut off that stupid thing I do every day that's taking me further from this goal? Four, am I willing to ignore distractions to make this happen? And finally, am I willing to embrace failure as part of success? So, how many yeses did you get?
There's this moment in Avatar when Uncle Iroh says,
"Sometimes life is like this dark tunnel. You can't always see the light at the end of the tunnel, but if you just keep moving, you will come to a better place."
And that's the key. Movement. Yeah, most people don't embrace it. Think about it. How much time have you spent this year trying to figure things out, cooking up the perfect strategy, gathering endless knowledge, watching tutorial after tutorial? And how much have you actually accomplished? Nothing, right? Because change does not happen through planning. It happens through action. Here's the truth. You don't need to see the whole path. You simply need to take the first step. Take action, collect data, then use that data to adjust. The more you act, the more you learn. The more you learn, the more you grow. Like Iroh said, you can't always see the light, but you will find it if you keep moving. Master change by starting with action. Don't let perfection hold you back. The life you want is waiting for you. It's time to go after it.
The journey. Journey is what brings us happiness, not the destination.
Believe in yourself and don't rely on anybody to believe in you. Don't rely on anybody to push you or make you better. Believe in yourself and only yourself, and allow that human being to make you a better person.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.